Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're being told that the Gates Foundation is contributing $1.2 billion to the fight to eradicate polio worldwide. It's a lot of money. A lot can be done with that money. I think it's great. They're using it for polio, but when you look at that, you're like, oh my God, that's a lot of money. If they have that much money to donate, you know what that could do in the U.S.? I mean, I'm mixed. I think we do have to fight polio. I think we do have to eradicate it worldwide. But wow, we got so many. I mean, you know, how do you pick? Well, this is something that they feel strongly about, so all the power to them. Polio still paralyzes tens of thousands of children a year in dozens of countries. It's endemic in Pakistan and Afghanistan. We're starting to see cases here, maybe because of migrants coming in or because of poor vaccination numbers, but we've achieved a huge amount of success. Apparently, though, the Gates Foundation has been donating all along. They've already spent $5 billion contributing to the Global Polio Eradication Initiative. So polio eradication is within reach, but as far as we have come, this is what Bill Gates said, the disease remains a threat. Working together, the world can end this disease. I mean, I hope so. This is fantastic. Polio scares the hell out of me, but it's fascinating to look at the amount of money, and you're like, you know, $1.2 billion. Wouldn't it be nice if $0.2 billion, you know, could go to, like extra health clinics, could go to, you know, insulin, could go to, I mean, there's just so much we need money for. And it's amazing that this money does exist in these foundations. Despite the success in fighting the virus, we do have polio virus that has been detected in Rockland County, New York. A 20-year-old man became paralyzed. So it was our first case since 2013 of polio. And he was unvaccinated, but he got it from a friend who was a foreign national who had the live attenuated vaccine. So somehow the live attenuated vaccine got shed, and if he had access to any of the feces or whatever happened there, ended up then getting exposed. New York Governor Kathy Hochul declared a state of emergency last month, urging residents to get vaccinated. So polio was also detected in the wastewater in London earlier this year. So as people fear that polio is going to be making a comeback, I mean, we do need to step it up. The global polio eradication, according to Fox News, will require $4.8 billion in funding through 2026, with the goal of vaccinating 370 million children. Melinda French Gates said the fight against polio has done far more than protect children against polio. It has played a key role in strengthening health systems. I mean, it is polio. If you know, you ever asked me, and you said, look, we have a lot of vaccines. You could only get one. Which vaccine of all the vaccines would you get? And I'd do the polio. If I could only choose one out of the hepatitis, out of the varicella, out of the flu, out of the COVID, out of I am blown away at how good the inactivated one, not the live one, but the inactivated one is in terms of fighting polio. And as you know, we remember stories from our grandparents where little kids would kiss their parents goodnight, parents would tuck them in. The next morning, these kids would be screaming that they couldn't move or they were sick or they started with a cold and then they ended up, you know, waking up with this paralysis. And, you see how debilitating it was. And for us to come up with a vaccine to, you know, prevent our kids from getting it. It was amazing. And I'm sure parents were freaked out about injecting their kids with something back then, too. But once they saw, okay, it looks like it's working, looks like it's working, you know, they did. It's always tough to be the first ones. So, you know, this is, I think it's good, you know, that they're doing this. But the other thing, too, that is fascinating to me is how did the Gates Foundation get all this money to donate $1.2 billion? I've been to a lot of fundraisers. And these foundations, they cost money to run. You do, whenever you do have a foundation, I think about 35%, you guys correct me if I'm wrong, 35% of your donations can go to administration. So when you collect money, if you need somebody to answer the phones, if you need, you know, workers, if you need a CEO, you need these foundations can use a certain percentage of their donations for administration. And when the government says you could use up to this amount, trust me, they use, you know, these companies will use that full amount because, you know, it's doing stuff as a side job for no money is you can't attract people to help. And sometimes some of the best run foundations are the ones that have good staff, but it costs money. So when you look at, you know, them being able to donate billions, you're like, well, wow, they must be doing amazing fundraising, or they must be finding ways to raise, you know, money. And, you know, I've donated to multiple foundations. I've donated and donated to multiple events and charities, and you don't ask for credit. You don't. You know, but it would be nice for all the people that, you know, gave the money to the Gates Foundation for this. It would be nice, you know, if they got a little of credit. I don't know who they all were, but it's something I've always wanted to do where I could fundraise and do something good. But it's very tricky. It's a very, very tricky business running a foundation. And, it's very, scrutinized. And if you don't have an accountant or somebody properly keeping the papers, you could get in trouble. And for me, I'm like, I want to do it myself. I don't want anybody accusing me of doing anything wrong. And so my problem with it is I'll be doing most of the work. I'll be like, look, if we spent this, here's the receipt. Here's the copy of the receipt. I don't want anyone touching this receipt. Here's the receipt. And I'm just going to be so nervous that I haven't done it yet. I haven't done that. Also, I'd rather ask people to donate blood than donate money, especially with the recession right now. People don't have money to donate. So I'd rather, you know, do things that don't require people donating money per se. Maybe, you know, collecting, you know, canned goods, collecting food, collecting those that I like to do. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY. Don't go away. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage. Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I remember in the 80s when I wanted to lose weight or keep my weight down, I remember learning that you had to eat an early dinner. That if you did a late night snack, if you ate late in the night, you wouldn't burn it off, it would turn to fat. And so I've always eaten dinner, assuming my job would let me, no later than 5, 6 o'clock. Now, my friends, and it's interesting because in other countries, there's like 9 p.m. seating, 8 p.m. seating. I'm like 9 p.m., I'm already ready for bed. Or I'm doing my night walk by then. I can't eat that late. And I've just never been able to eat that late. Now, my weight went up with menopause, so I can't say that longevity kept my weight down. But it sure kept my weight down and did amazing for me, you know, for years. And I still stick to it, where I eat early and I never eat late. Well, another study talks about how we need to really look at what time we eat dinner. A study done by Harvard Medical School investigators and Brigham and Women's Hospital, and in a study published in Cell Metabolism, found that if you eat late, it doubled the odds of being hungry as compared to early eating. They say accumulating data suggests that eating earlier in the day is associated with lower body weight and improved weight loss success. That's according to senior author Frank A.J. L. Shear, professor of medicine at Harvard Medical School and director of the Medical Chronobiology Program, at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston. Shear, who's a neuroscientist, said the study simultaneously looked at three mechanisms in the body that could explain weight gain associated with eating late. They said previous studies suggested that eating late was associated with a higher risk of obesity and decreased success with losing weight, but the team wanted to know, but why? What is it about eating early that does it? So, the three mechanisms were hunger regulation, how many calories we burn, and changes in our fat tissue. 16 participants in the study stayed in the lab to allow the investigators to control for other factors, such as how much and what participants ate, their level of physical activity, their sleep, environmental temperature, light exposure, and they found that late eating influenced all three biological mechanisms in the direction that would promote weight gain. You were more hungry if you did late eating. You had more appetite across the day the next day. You had decreased the amount of calories burned the next day, and changed molecular pathways in fat tissue that would promote fat growth. Now, somebody could say, well, that's because of intermittent fasting. The reason why is if you eat early, like let's say 5 p.m. is your dinner, and then you don't eat, and you wake up at 6 a.m. the next day, and you don't really eat till 6, 7, you have gone 12, 14 hours without eating. That's a form of fasting. Maybe. I mean, I'm still learning about this whole intermittent fasting thing because I've always eaten early, but I got to tell you, I go hours without eating, and because I eat early, and then I wake up 6, 7, whatever, sometimes 5 in the morning, but I still won't eat. Even if I wake up at 5 in the morning, I won't eat then, and I I still struggle with weight loss, but menopause really makes things it's frustrating, and I exercise every day and. I know it stinks because I want to give you guys advice, but I'm always going to give you the disclaimer that I am not of ideal weight. And so you guys need to know that. That's why I'm just telling you the studies. I'm not necessarily giving you guys advice that I follow. Because if it's not working for me, it might not work for you either. But I do like the idea of eating early. First author Nina Vujovic, a researcher in the Medical Chronobiology Program, said in this study we asked, does the time that we eat matter when everything else is kept consistent? They had 16 participants. They all had body mass index considered to be overweight or obese. Then they followed specific in-laboratory protocols. Each participant completed two different eating schedules, one of which they followed a strict early meal schedule, then another in which they ate the same meals but 4 hours later in the day. 2 to 3 weeks prior to starting each of the in-lab meal regimens, they followed a fixed sleeping and wake schedule. Then 3 days before entering the lab, they strictly followed identical diets and meal schedules at home. So, again, this took the honor system, and they found that eating 4 hours later made a significant difference for our hunger levels and the way we burn calories after we eat. Now, for those of you that say, look, if I eat at 3, 4 p.m., I can't sleep at night when I'm in bed at 10. And I think the reason why, the reason why is our epinephrine gets kicked in. So when you are low on blood sugar, which can happen after hours after eating, if you're prone to that, your body, or if your body thinks you're fasting, your body will make sugar, and they use the hormone glucagon. With that happening, the same mechanism triggers your epinephrine. And sometimes I've noticed that if I really go without eating for a long time, I'm kind of wired at night. And I'm like, dang. And I'll maybe have something small just to, hopefully I fall asleep before I feel that way. But sometimes when I'm hypoglycemic, I feel a little wired. So you got to be kind of careful, especially if you're I'm not diabetic, but if you are prone to diabetes, talk to your doctor first about this. These are for non-diabetics, of course. So, what do we get from this? Well, the adipose tissue gene expression showed increased adipogenesis, fat storage, and decreased lipolysis, fat breakdown, which contributes to fat growth in those who ate late. So it also affected the hormones leptin and ghrelin that control appetite. So I think the other thing, too, also is not only is when you eat what you eat, if you're eating pasta, I don't think it matters. But if you're eating fish and vegetables and a good solid dinner, I think your blood sugars are going to be more normal, and I think it's going to help. In terms of diabetes, one way to stave off diabetes is to actually exercise after you eat. Exercising after you eat will oftentimes help you metabolize the sugar more. And so I've had my husband walk and exercise after dinner, usually within an hour. And again, just don't eat heavy. Oh, I ate a heavy meal. You can't exercise after a heavy meal. Well, no meal should be heavy. Nobody should be eating a super heavy meal. Oh, your meals should be smaller. I would almost rather you eat at 6, 10, 2, and 6, something like that, where you rather than 3 large meals a day, 4 smaller meals, especially if you have diabetes. I would rather you do that than just eating 1 or 2 big meals. But then again, with intermittent fasting, that's how some of you guys roll. You don't eat all day, and then you have just dinner at night. So it's interesting stuff. We'll see where it goes. 1-877-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we always get these articles saying the 8 foods that can help prevent cancer. And the lists are always the same. One is nuts. There's been studies over and over again that say if you eat nuts, it could decrease your antioxidants. They have antioxidants and phytochemicals that can ward off cancer-causing changes and oxidative stress. So nuts are good. And walnuts, especially good. Walnuts have been found to stop the growth of mouth, breast, and colon cancer cells. Nuts are high in fiber and protein. They keep you full. So if you are thinking about eating something that keeps you fuller longer, nuts. Cruciferous vegetables like broccoli and cauliflower have compounds that reduce inflammation and deactivate cancer-causing chemicals. There's been studies looking at how cruciferous veggies can lower breast, esophageal, oral, and kidney cancer. Tofu and edamame. Edamame and other soy foods can help reduce, they say, the risk of breast cancer. People think that the estrogens can cause breast cancer. They say the weaker estrogens block human estrogen, and human estrogen is what usually triggers it. So definitely talk to your doctor about that. Carrots or butternut squash, the yellow-orange fruits and vegetables, they also have antioxidants and the carotenoids. The carotenoids control abnormal cell growth, improve the immune response, so those are good. Whole grains increase fiber. If they increase fiber, they reduce colorectal cancer risk. Your dark leafy greens have tons of vitamins A, C, K, potassium, fiber. They also have vitamin B, folate, which can help guard against DNA damage. And then coffee. Coffee has been also found to reduce liver cancer. So, but no more than 4 to 5 cups, they say, a day. 1-877, Dr. Dolly.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gases 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Waste supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Waste and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley is asking the FBI to find evidence of criminal activity in the Biden family's foreign business deals. Senator Grassley's office saying investigative staff has reviewed FBI records. The Iowa senator is specifically looking for Biden business deals connected with the communist Chinese regime. The Justice Department is reportedly recommending 6 months in prison and a $200,000 fine for former Trump advisor Steve Bannon for two counts on criminal contempt of Congress. Bannon is set to be sentenced on Friday in a D.C. courthouse. The Nakia Creek fire is continuing to burn out of control near the Washington State-Oregon border. So far, the fire has forced nearly 3,000 homes to evacuate and over 2,000 acres have been burned. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Daniel, our producer. All right, so one thing that I don't think a lot of people talk about is you'll hear health professionals, you'll hear, I don't know, movie stars, whatever, talking about sleep. And they're like, you need to get better sleep, you need to eat better, you need to get better sleep, you need to shut out the extra light, get rid of the distractions, get the cats and dogs out of the bed, deal with the snoring spouse. And they're not wrong. But what nobody's really talking about is what is exactly going on in your mind when you can't sleep. And it's your thoughts. And so for me, if I can't sleep, it's because I might have had a really, really busy day and everything I need to process is processing then. So I'm like, okay, I need to remember to do this. I have to remember to do this. I have to remember to do this. Oh, yeah, my kids did this, so don't do this. So you just process everything, because when you're in bed at night, that's when you could finally have some peace and quiet, with the exception of the cats and dogs and spouse and all that. All right? So one is, okay, well, maybe to, if you need to solve that, it's you need to, before you go to bed, set out the schedule. Okay, anything I need to think about, I'm going to be in a quiet room before bed. It's going to be your pre-bed quiet time. And anything I'm going to think about, I'm going to put it down now. Anything I have to do for the next day, anything that has to get done, I'm going to make a list. Okay, I think I feel I have everything. Then you go into another dark room. Of course, with your list, you might have to have some dim light. Don't have a lot of lights, because these LED lights and a lot of these fluorescent lights mess with your sleep. But maybe do your pre-thinking then. A lot of times the material for my show comes at night. So I'm in bed and I go, oh my God, that'd be funny. And then I'm like, I'm not going to remember it. I got to get up and write it down. And then I get up and I write it down. Okay, if I'm going to do any show prep, and I know you guys doubt that I do prep for my show, but I do, I need to do that before I go to bed. And I have to make an active effort to do that. But what about those of you, and I get this, that have had trauma in your lives, or something negative or sad, and you can't turn it off? You're worried about a loved one who's sick. You lost somebody. You are fearful you're going to lose your job. You work with some toxic individuals. How do you turn that off? We've made you feel like you have something wrong with you if you aren't sleeping well. But we don't entertain the fact that maybe it's normal and common to be analyzing things that are traumatizing to you. And maybe you're trying to find a way to get through it. It could be a bad breakup. It could be something somebody said. Somebody could have threatened you. Somebody could be messing with your career. And you know that they're actively doing it, and you're like, how do I sleep through this? So this is the practical type of talk we as professionals need to have with patients and me with you guys, in terms of how do you get rid of, you know, a bad thought? How do you do that? So we've been trained to never repress or suppress. We've been trained that's bad, that if you bottle it up and you don't deal with it and you bottle it up, it's going to come up later. Well, but you don't necessarily have to ruin your sleep over it. You can temporarily procrastinate your dealing with an issue. Procrastination isn't always that bad. If you need a good night's sleep, you don't have to be brooding over what's going on in your life. You have all day long to work on that and to process it. And to process the breakup, or to process the death, or to process the cancer diagnosis. You have all day long. Nighttime, that needs to be selfish time. And that time, you can repress as the night is long. It's okay. Just don't do it, you know, just make sure you still address it, even if it's with a counselor or with a health professional. But that's done during the day. You don't have to do it at night. And you need to have an escape. You know, my grandmother, I had to share a room with her for a period of our lives when we were having issues and money issues and things like that. And she would have the TV on to go to bed. And the TV would be on. And I'm like, why do you need the TV on? It's making noise. I can't sleep. Well, she lost a child. She lost her son when her son was only 13. She probably thought about it in her sleep, and she needed the TV to distract her. Well, if the TV distracts her and she's able to go to sleep, then it might work. One of you had told me that all the advice has been to shut off the TV and don't be watching TV before you go to bed. But TV helps you sleep. Then, damn, TV helps you sleep, do it. I mean, I wouldn't watch the Dahmer show before you go to sleep. But if something like Ted Lasso or something light like Below Deck or whatever, or I don't know, Curb Your Enthusiasm or whatever, something on the lighter side helps you sleep. And it doesn't make you brood or give you nightmares, go for it. Same thing with music. I remember my grandmother said, well, what do you do? And I go, well, I like to listen to music before I go to sleep. And I used to listen to the top Casey Kasem's Top 40 and things like that. So I would play music, and she didn't like a lot of the 80s music, so it didn't work out. But if you know, music is fantastic. In fact, there was a study that was done. Let me see who I could give credit to, where these researchers from, University of York. And they found that you could play sounds that'll help you forget bad memories. They recruited 29 participants who learned two overlapping pairs of words. One was David Beckham and bicycle. That was one pair. Another was bicycle and castle. They learned both pairs, and they also heard the word bicycle being played out loud. Participants then went to sleep, and when they entered slow wave, also known as deep sleep, they were played the word bicycle again in their sleep. Their memory was tested when they woke up. They compared performance to a control condition where the associated sounds weren't played during sleep. Memory for one pair was boosted, while they appeared to forget the association of the other pair. And so what they think is that you could, basically in a nutshell, you could manipulate some of your memories to fall asleep and in terms of waking up and remembering. And they think that this pairing of words and playing a sound associated with that pair during sleep improved your memory. Now, to me, that's just too complicated. I'm not going to think of words or whatever. But we used to count sheep when we slept. When I was little, and I'm like, Mom, I can't sleep. She'd be like, well, count sheep. So I would count sheep, and it would work. I would fall asleep after 20, 50. Why are we counting sheep? Well, because it gets your mind focused on something else. It could be a fantasy. It could be a, I don't mind when people tell me, look, I have to fantasize about, you know, who knows, Brad Pitt or Margot Robbie or whatever, Jessica Alba. I don't care. If that helps you sleep, if you're on a beach with them naked and that helps you fall asleep, that's absolutely fine. You're not cheating on your spouse. It's getting you to sleep. You know, make sure you tell your spouse, maybe not always. Yeah. I don't know if you should tell, you know, I like being open about stuff, but fantasies, I think you could keep to yourself. I don't think you have to be 100% open about that. But as long as it's not a person that's in your life. So the art of distraction is fantastic. I told you guys also about stop think. Stop think my medical student colleague taught me about, because he said, you know, he was always thinking about sex and he wasn't concentrating with school. So he would be like, stop, stop, and would be in the middle of class and I'd hear him say, stop. I'm like, I'm not doing anything. He goes, me. No, I'm doing stop think, because he said he was thinking about sex. So, you know, everyone's kind of looking at us because I'm like, oh, stop, stop. And I would say stop every time I thought about sex. So then the other people in the class are like, what are you guys doing? So we told them. And then all of a sudden this big colon came up. We were doing a GI. I don't know why. And all of a sudden you just hear so many of the classes going, stop, 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 stop. But, you know, if that works for you, I mean, if that works, just if you have thoughts that you can't stop, do something and then divert it to something else. It could be an ice cream cone. It could be a puppy. I don't care. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right, guys, we're back. Many of you have had questions about mercury fillings and teeth fillings, so invited next are some dentists that we are going to talk about next in this next interview about what could be the risk of mercury exposure. Here we go. Listen in.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So remember I told you guys that I had patients who would have chronic headaches or job pain or fatigue. I would work with their dentist and talk to them about their fillings. And some of our patients, we actually had to have their fillings swapped out because we thought there was a mercury component to their symptoms. Well, joining us today is Dr. Mark Geyer and David Geyer to talk to us about toxic mercury exposure in dental fillings. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
This is an amazing topic, and it's not one that's spoken of a lot, and I think it's pretty serious, you know. Dr. Mark, can you talk to us about, you know, what you've been researching and this topic?
We've published three peer-reviewed articles. The first one showed that 58% of American adults have at least one amalgam filling, and that a good percentage of them are over the government safety limits. The most important take-home, I think, anything you can tell people is those are not silver fillings. They're not amalgam fillings. They're mercury fillings. They're silver in color. Amalgam, by the way, means a mixture of metals, and it happens to be it is a mixture, but it is mostly mercury. We have, for the first time, been able to link with epidemiological studies, having the fillings with specific diseases. We have found that for asthma, if you have amalgam or mercury fillings, your risk of developing asthma is fourfold increased, and it increases with the more fillings you have. For arthritis, it's fivefold. So if you have mercury fillings, you're five times as likely to develop arthritis as if you don't. And these are both very serious diseases costing hundreds of millions of dollars each year and are hard to treat. And the way to treat them is to prevent them from being exposed to the fillings.
Absolutely. You know, it's interesting, you know, we're in the news, it's all about the plastics and what we're exposed to with plastics, and we forget that there could be something in our mouth that is causing a chronic exposure. Yeah, David, you know a lot about the history. Why was mercury even used in the beginning? What was it about mercury that made it so popular for fillings?
Well, the use of mercury in fillings goes back over 150 years. It was something that was cheap, easy to work with, and has remained basically in dentistry ever since. People at the time didn't obviously recognize the toxicity of mercury. That's something over the last 50, 60 years has become more and more something published on in the scientific and medical literature. And we've reached a point now where, as Dr. Geyer mentioned, the evidence has become very overwhelming that it's linked to so many chronic diseases. And as you mentioned, the exposure is so great. I mean, anybody who has even one silver filling in their mouth, they're being exposed to mercury vapor that comes off that filling with every single breath they take. So this is something every minute of every day, for every year, for basically the rest of your life that you're going to be exposed to. And the amount exceeds, for most people, almost all government mercury safety limits.
You know, it's something that, as I said before, you know, I've known about this in my practice, we've spoken about it, you know, Dennis has talked about it. I love that both, you know, you and Dr. Geyer are so actively educating people on this. What's the next step? What are you telling patients to do?
There are really two crucial things to know. One is Dr. Geyer mentioned that amalgams or silver fillings are mercury. So to recognize that and to choose going forward any other material, whether it's resin composites or porcelain or other materials for fillings. And for those people that have these and may be suffering from adverse effects, chronic diseases, as well as just even having a very large number of them, considering removing the actual amalgams. The problem is that removal can be dangerous. You don't just simply take a drill and drill it out. That would expose you, the dentist, the environment at large to potentially toxic levels of mercury. So it's crucial that safe mercury amalgam removal techniques are used by trained dentists to remove it in a safe way. But fortunately, there are organizations like the International Academy of Oral Medicine and Toxicology, or IOMT, that it trained dentists all around the country how to remove them in a safe way.
And the other one
I love it.
Don't let them put it in.
Go ahead.
If you have a dentist that says that's all he knows how to put in, get yourself another dentist.
Right. You know, it's interesting. A lot of us are thinking back and we're like, we have fillings, how do we know? Is this something that you know, do you recommend that when we do go to the dentist, we ask? Because I think a lot of people think they have pure silver. And is this something that we could go to a dentist and have them ask, or is it something that's not that easily tested or testable?
You don't have to ask. There are no silver fillings. All the silver fillings are mercury. They're silver in color. Nobody makes a silver, meaning out of a metal silver filling. So you don't have to ask. If you see a silver-colored filling, that's mercury.
And to remind people, it may also be hidden underneath of other materials. Sometimes they're actually underneath.
Under a cap.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, and Dr. Mark, what are some symptoms that, you know, we spoke about a little bit when we opened. What are some symptoms of mercury toxicity or chronic exposure?
Well, they're very general because mercury is poisonous to every organ, in fact, every organism on this planet, and it's being unwell. And people have talked about this for a long time, but to actually prove it, we're the first ones that proved it statistically associated with these two diseases, and we'll be studying other diseases in the future.
But for patients, think of things like neurological symptoms, memory loss, fatigue, depression, anxiety. But it also affects things like the kidney and pretty much every organ system in the body. So people that are chronically unwell that have amalgams in their mouth, there may be a relationship between the two.
Especially if they have a lot of them. Unfortunately, we have a big problem because the estimate is there are about 1 billion mercury fillings in the U.S. population. It's hard to imagine that we'll ever get enough dentists to get them all out.
I know. Man, I know. I'm so glad you guys are here. What else would you like to share with our listeners in the last minute or two?
Well, for more information about our research and what other researchers are doing, it's available at a website, which is thepdha.org. That's an excellent resource for information. And for those who are considering that maybe they want to evaluate taking out their amalgams, they can go to iaomt.org and search and find a dentist in their local community that might be able to remove them in a safe way.
And there really ought to be a movement to stop this. We spoke at the United Nations, and we got them to ban mercury fillings. But
wow.
The U.S. takes the position that it's not good for you, but they don't ban them.
So working towards ultimately eliminating the further placement of amalgams would be a definite good thing.
Well, gosh, that is fantastic. You know, bless you both for all you do. Can't wait to read your studies, and we really can't wait to have you on. We want to know more about your progress on this. So thank you. Again, how can my listeners find you? Any information, anywhere they could follow you and follow your studies?
They can find our studies and information about what we're doing at thepdha.org and iaomt.org.
Fantastic. All right. Thank you, guys. Dr. Greer, David,
loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is. It still off-gases 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Way supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Way and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.